in the limelight. Since U.S. President Donald Trump illegally declared Beit al-Maqdis to be the capital of Israel and opened the U.S. embassy there more than a year ago, tensions have escalated in the city of Beit al-Maqdis. During the holy blessed month of Ramadan, Palestinian worshippers below the age of 55 have been prevented from entering the city to pray in the holy Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. The Zionists not only have military checkpoints, but a separation wall is also being erected along the West Bank to prevent Palestinians from outside Beit al-Maqdis to enter the city. Zafar Bangash is the director of the Institute for Contemporary Islamic Thought in Canada. He has authored an interesting article titled Al-Masjid al-Aqsa Under Threat, or the Al-Aqsa Mosque Under Threat, in which he sheds light on the recent escalation of brutalities by the Zionist regime against the Muslim Palestinian worshippers at the Holy Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. Stay with us for more of Zafar Bangash's article. The entire Haram al-Sharif that comprises of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Dome of the Rock, and several madrasas and zawiyas is under threat. Aggressive Zionist settlers have made no secret of their desire to bring down the Haram al-Sharif to build their mythical third temple there. Whilst rabbinical law expressly forbids Jews from setting foot on the holy sanctuary lest they desecrate it, and there is a board outside the Maghribiya gate declaring this prohibition, such religious and legal rulings are no bar to the fanatical Zionist squatters. It is not just the squatters. The Zionist regime is also pushing furiously to empty Al-Quds of its Palestinian inhabitants. Several policies are being pursued. Since Israel's colonial occupation in 1967 of Eastern Al-Quds, that houses the holy sanctuary, Palestinian residents of Eastern Al-Quds have not been issued permits to build or even repair their houses. Palestinians applying for a permit to build have to pay a fee of about $40,000, an astronomical figure for most Palestinians. And if a family manages to raise such funds, there is no guarantee that a permit would be issued by the Israeli authorities. Their money is gone. It is a larceny on a grand scale. Palestinians who repair their houses without a permit face Israeli bulldozers tearing them down. Adding insult to injury, the municipality charges the family for bulldozer fees. Palestinians are turned into refugees and forced to live in tents, but must pay for it. Turning to the sacred sanctuary, the Jordanian Waqf that manages the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound reopened the Bab al-Rahma, one of the accesses to the sacred sanctuary, on 13th of February 2019. The colonial Zionist regime had shut it down in 2003, alleging that the Waqf had links with the Palestinian Islamic Resistance Movement Hamas and other Islamic resistance movements. The Zionists responded to the Waqf move of opening the gate by chaining and locking it. This sparked a furious reaction from Palestinian worshippers. Hundreds have since been arrested, including the head of the Waqf, Sheikh Abdul Azim Salhab, and his deputy. Many others have been banned from accessing the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. The Magistrates Court of Al-Quds extended the closure of the Al-Aqsa Mosque for another 60 days on 17th of March this year, fueling further escalation of tensions. Zionist terrorist groups that need little prompting were emboldened by the Israeli court's decision and the government's moves. One of those groups is the Temple Mount Faithful, which on its website proclaims as its goal the liberation of the Temple Mount from Arabic occupation. These extremist groups have been provoking Palestinians for many years, storming the Holy Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in groups under the protection of Israeli soldiers, openly violating the ban on Jewish prayer on the site and constantly harassing the Palestinian worshippers. They are now calling to lift the ban on Jewish prayer and even the construction of a synagogue. These developments should cause alarm bells ringing in the capitals of the Muslim world. The pathetic Arab rulers, far from showing any concern for the fierce Qibla of Muslims, are busy falling over themselves to kiss the feet of the Zionist colonizers. They have openly declared that Palestine and the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound are not their priorities, and that the Zionist regime of Israel is not their enemy, rather Islamic Iran is. Under the rubric of Donald Trump's deal of the century, essentially selling out the Palestinians to make Zionist Israel supreme, another sinister plot is currently underway. The management of sacred sanctuary is being handed over to the Saudis. They are clearly seen as even more subservient than the Jordanians, who still display some modicum of self-respect. Add to that the announcement by the head of the World Muslim League that Israeli rulers will be invited to visit Saudi Arabia in 2020, one can begin to see what is afoot. With these developments in mind, it becomes clear why the worldwide Quds Day rallies are so important. These demonstrations, rallies and marches draw attention to the criminal conspiracy underway to destroy the Holy Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and the Haram al-Sharif compound so that Zionist control of the Holy Sanctuary can be made permanent. Committed Muslims of the world should beware. There will be little to gain by crying afterwards. The time for solidarity with the oppressed Palestinian people and standing up to save the Holy Al-Aqsa Mosque is right now.